So we have got the pleasure of our dear brother Mauricio coming to share from God's word for us this morning. There is a surprise coming later, which you will all be excited about, or should be. But why don't we pray for Mauricio that God would use him to bless us this morning. Maybe you want to stretch out your hands, and let's pray for him. Lord, we thank you for our dear brother Mauricio. Thank you for your salvation work in his life, Lord. Thank you for his heart for you, Lord, his heart for your word. And I pray, Lord, that all the preparation, all the planning he's done, all the researching, Lord, I pray that what comes out would be such an enormous blessing to us all, Lord. Let us understand a deeper understanding of you, Lord, this morning because of the work you're doing in Mauricio. Let him be a conduit for your Holy Spirit, just flowing in and through him and be a blessing to us, Lord. Bless him, we pray. Amen.
Hello, church. Happy Easter to you. So, I'm going to put my watch. It's going to be two parts, okay? It's going to be two parts, I promise. And they're going to be very short. So only 1 hour and a half and then 2 hours after. No. So, can I get my two helpers, please? Can you give out those Bibles? Can everybody please try get a Bible? So the two kids are going to have it. If you have it on your phone, use your phone. But today, I want you to read it with me, what we're going to read, okay? I want you to read it with me. If you don't have a Bible, just sit next to the Christian next to you. Hey, no. I'm joking, no. Yeah, okay. Church, Luke mentioned when he was doing the lead-in about Alpha. We're going to have today Alpha 101. And this is the first, the middle, and the most important point. Okay, so I'm going to give you a head start to Alpha. You get this, you pass. Excellent. You get a merit, you get a first in university, and you can throw up your hat when you come out. Okay? Go to 2 Timothy, please. 2 Timothy, chapter 1. It's between Genesis and Revelation. 2 Timothy, chapter 1. And we're going to be reading verses 8 to 13. I trust we're all there. I'm going to be reading New International Version for those in the phone, if that makes it easier just to follow along, but you're welcome to use any approved translation, which is a talk for another day. So 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 to 13, okay? What would you say if it was your last day and you knew death was staring at you? 2 Timothy is recognized by all scholars, both believing scholars and all biblical scholars, as the last letter that Paul wrote before he was executed, and he sent it to Timothy. There is no doubt that what this man wrote in this letter came from the heart, because there was the very last words that he had written down before he was executed for his faith. Let's read. So, do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner, by joining me with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. This gospel, I was appointed a herald, an apostle, and a teacher. Here we go. Let's read verse 12. Get ready. I hope you pick it up. This is the key. Yet I am not ashamed, because I know, what's the word? Whom I have believed, and I'm convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ. Was there a mistake in the letter? Isn't Christianity a religion? So shouldn't that say, because I know what I have believed? Surely it should. No? Christianity is just another religion, isn't it? It follows a set of rules and commandments, doctrine and dogma, doesn't it? Or does Christianity have something different? to offer to the world. This man was willing to die for this faith. This man suffered persecution and suffering. Bola was mentioning what she was leading about going through the obstacle and being tested. He was willing to give his life for a faith, not because of what he had believed, but in the person who he had placed that faith in. I was reading a devotional by Tozer, and he asked this question, and I asked this question of you today, because this question is the question that Paul answered when he was writing this final letter before his death. And the question is this that he sets out. He says, what do you think, or what comes into your mind when you think about God? And that is the question we ask today in Easter Sunday. What comes into our mind when we think about God? For Paul, it was his faith in He who was on the cross. That was his faith. That was God to him. It says here that it was through the power of God. If you go to verse 8, it said, I join me in the suffering of the gospel by the power of God. So it was nothing that he had done. It's interesting. If you look at Paul's life, there was probably no one more knowledgeable, more understanding and understood and prepared in the Old Testament and in the Word and in the commandments. But in the end, in his life, he stripped everything to the single foundation that sustained him and gave him life and gave him the true understanding of what it is to know God. I know in whom I have believed. He who died on the cross and 3 days later resurrected and brought life and immortality. But did you know it was nothing that, he says, not because of anything we have done, but because of the own purpose and grace. Understanding and believing in this Jesus is knowing that there's nothing that we have done. There's nothing that we could do to be able to receive this incredible mercy and grace. Understanding that is the key to the joyous and successful Christian life. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. What does that mean? What does it mean to be given before the beginning of time? What do we know about time? Let's do a quick understanding of one of the traits of the God we believe in this God whom Timothy believed. We know from special relativity given by Einstein, confirmed now by most, you speak to the majority or all the scientists, that time beginning in one moment, or one place, didn't it? And from there, it began to expand, whether through an explosion, whatever it is expanding, and our universe is currently expanding. In other words, time had a beginning. Does God have a beginning? Who begot God? When did he start to live? How was he born? Do you understand that the Bible, the words that we use in our Bible, has to use creation language? Humanity tries to adapt and to understand what it cannot understand using creation language. Hence, we use the word eternity. But eternity has now been adapted today as a way of saying things that last a long time. Oh, this is taking an eternity, Mom. When is it starting? It's a wrong concept. It's not the right way. The Bible is lit. It is a mountain full of richness, of understanding of what God is. You cannot say God started, but time did start. Creation did start. From the beginning of when time began, whether it's billions and billions of years ago, it was already preordained that Jesus was going to come. That the eternal, who is not bound by time, was going to come in at one particular time in history, over 2,000 years ago, to show us perfect humanity and to bring light to the darkness. It says here, but it has now been revealed for the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and brought life and immortality. That is what happened on the cross, and that is what we are celebrating today. It says in Romans, Paul says in Romans 1:21, that they knew God, but their hearts were darkened, and they did not follow him. What is he trying to say with this? It means that humanity will always try to find a way, because as we were creating his image, humanity will always feel incomplete. If you go through all the different races, all the different cultures in history, they have tried to find a way to find to the purpose or the meaning of life. What does it mean to live and exist? Paul knew that Christ Jesus was the light. He had finally had a veil been taken away from him. That darkness that was in humanity's heart, Paul had knew that it had been lifted with Jesus. And he says that he who destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And that light is available to every single one of us. Jesus didn't say, I show you the way. Jesus said, I am the way. Jesus didn't say, I'm going to show you the way to God. Jesus said, I am God. And that's the beauty of Christianity, and that's the power of Christianity. We're going to state some facts, and I leave you to decide, because it's for us, every single us, to decide, just like it was for Paul when the time came. Jesus existed. It's confirmed. There was a man in Palestine over 2,000 years ago, a Jew, who was crucified for what he was saying and proclaiming in Jerusalem, in Galilee, in Nazareth. And if you go to Israel now, to the Holy Sepulchre, you're going to find an empty tomb. You're not going to find the tomb. The stone was moved, remember? Mary went to see it. And we have hundreds and hundreds of eyewitness accounts. Whom do we believe, church? Not what we believe. Whom do we believe? So, we're going to go to our second part of my talk today. I'm going to try visualize to you with my professional actors who have come from Hollywood to give you a special demonstration of what happened on the cross. We are going to give you a demonstration of what it says. He who destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. We are going to see it in action. Okay? Now, don't sit back and relax, because you are part of the play too. Okay? So I want you to now put your Bibles aside. Just get a bit nimble. These are a few of the exercises I was taught when I did drama classes. Move your mouth so you can talk. Every single one of you, because we're going to do it. You're part of the play. Okay? We are going to be in a boxing match. And it's the championship. It's the final battle between two fighters. The guys on this side, you're going to be cheering on the blue fighter. You're in the blue corner. The guys on this side, you're in the red corner. We've got a Liverpool fan here, so obviously he's very happy that he's going to be in the red corner. And he's going to be even more happy when he finds out who he's going to be supporting. Don't worry. So, okay, here we go. So let's practice. So before we start, the guys on the back three rows, you're going to be shouting this very loud. You ready? It's Sunday morning, you're awake. Jesus resurrected. You're meant to be alive, yeah? Okay? Let's do it. All right. You're going to be shouting, he saved others, but he could not save himself. Again. Again. The front three rows, much easier. Crucify him. Crucify him.
Crucify him. Crucify him.
Together.
Crucify him. Crucify him.
Good. Very good. I like, yeah, let's see. So who's going to win? Psychologically, the crowd moves you on, yeah? So you got to, okay, back your fighter. This side, the back three rows. Both of you have hard ones, yeah? But I'm not, you're going to do it. You're going to say, back three row, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Good. Front three rows, you're going to be shouting, hallelujah, the Lord Almighty reigns. The Lord Almighty reigns. Hallelujah, the Lord Almighty reigns. Together. Everyone. Good. Okay. Here we go. In the arena of the cross, a cosmic battle, a spiritual war takes place. May I have my first fighter, please? In the blue corner, weighing 210 pounds, the fallen angel, the snake in the garden, the Lord of Lies, representing sin and death, Lucifer! And on the red corner, weighing 200 pounds, the boy from the manger, the comforter from Nazareth, the woman's seed, the lion of Judah, the suffering servant, Jesus, the perfect lamb, Christ. Start giving out the rules, please. Okay, separate them, please, for now. Let's set the rules. So, church, listen up. Standing in as perfect judge is the Ancient of Days, Yahweh, and he's looking down. And so are the heavenly host in heaven and the saints. And so are the people of Jerusalem looking at the cross and those loyal to Lucifer, the one third of angelic host that came down from heaven with him. Who will be the champion? Fight! Crucify him! Let the blood be on our children! They stripped him, put the crown of thorns on his head. They flogged him and spat and cursed. They crucified him and divided up his clothes in lots. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. It is finished. The Holy Spirit speaks. And we spoke about what happened on the Saturday. This is the propitiation for our sins, not for us only, but also for the whole world. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Like sheep, we have gone astray. We have turned our own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us to fall on him. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. For by his wounds, we were all healed. Referee, begin the count. 10, 9. What is going on? He's counting backwards. 5. The stone is moving. The stone is moving. He lives. He lives. He lives. He lives. Worthy is the Lamb, everybody. Worthy is the Lamb who conquered the grave. 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 Worthy is the Lamb. The end. Well, applause from my actors, please. <laughs> 19 minutes, church. I promised it was going to be short. Let's stand, church. I'm going to read some final verses to you. While I'm reading them, I ask my wife Sandra to sing a song, and I get the band as well. When they're ready, just come up and start just getting ready while we read some verses. These verses are for resurrection, they're for today, church. And this is what it says on the word. And God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Whom do we believe? Do we believe that? Romans 6:9 says, we know that Christ will never die again by being raised from the dead. Death no longer has dominion over him. Sandra, could you start coming up, please? Romans 8, verse 34. Who is it that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble and hardship? Who's going through trouble and hardship today? Whom do you believe? Or persecution or famine? There are many types of famine and there are many types of persecution. Whom do you believe? Nakedness or danger or sword? Whom do we believe? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us first. Luke was right. When he was leading earlier on, he called us. From eternity, the voice called and came. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation. Remember, we spoke about that from the beginning of time. None of that were able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Let us worship him, church. Whom do we believe?
Amen. Hey, what a wonderful time celebrating Jesus this morning. I thought it would be good to end our time maybe praying with one another. I'm sure there's different things going on in your life, or just to spend a few moments giving God glory for what he's doing in your life. So this is like the formal end of our service, but why don't we get into groups of two and three and just give God some glory for what he's done in your life. You might have very specific needs. Actually, you'd love that person to pray with. This is a great opportunity to do that. So spend the next 5-10 minutes just praying together, and then tea and coffee will appear in a moment, I'm sure. But let's do it. It's been wonderful to be together. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your Easter Sunday.